Plus it brings, with God's instructions and putting in charge who should build the Mishkan, who's in charge, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mamane, Hayomer Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, Rukar Hashem B'Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called in the name of Besal ben Uri ben Churgamate Yehuda. Right? Hashem placed him in charge, Vayimali Yisro HaKim, Hashem gave him a tremendous amount of Ruach, spirit, and Chachma, Tuna, Das, V'chom Racha, all the prerequisites, all the wisdoms, and all the natural talents which were necessary to go ahead and build the Mishkan, when it comes to Kesef, Zav, Nechoshes, and Evan, everything. So Hashem put him in charge and gave him provided him with tremendous amount of talent. And the Rashi, the first Rashi, brings by Chur, right? Benosha Miriam Hoya says this, Echamim, the Kashal Rashi, Rashi was bothered by Ramaro Yechasu Elo Ad Chur. Why? And it's like it's madness, just Betzal Ben Uri Ben Chur. So normally it would be Betzal Ben Uri. Where's more? So why Dafka Chur? Let him go back a little further. Right? Ogo Havilo Memer El Betzal Ben Uri Lamath Yehuda. Normally you call a person by his name and his father's name. Why this in between all of a sudden? Either more or less. Why in between? What's this? Betzal Ben Uri Ben Chur. Why is stopping a Chur? Says the Sifsei. Rashi's answer says, Mataretz Chur Benosha Miriam Haya. Because Chur was the son of Miriam. Now to go to Chur, and who, I don't remember who his father's name is, right? To go to Chur Ben would be irrelevant, right? The purpose was to tell you who, that there was Chur, because Chur was Miriam's son. Shahaisa Neviel Kach Zachar Azeh. The pasuk is trying to tell you what the reason, not just the Hilchas Yichus, but rather to tell you why Chur, why Besal was Zocha. You know why? Because Saul was the son of Uri. Who was the son of Chur? Who we know was the son of Miriam. I guess it's not going to say Ben Miriam. That would be, I guess, lack of sneeze, I guess. I'm not sure. But the point was to tell us that Chur was connected to Miriam. And that's the reason why Besal got it. Right? Because Miriam was special Sadeka. She was Neviah. So if I ask you the reason why was the Betzal Zocha to this special recognition that he was the person in charge of building the Mishkan, was because he was the son of Miriam. Miriam was a Neviah, and therefore the schus of her being a Neviah, therefore her offspring was Zocha to be the head of the organization, the delegation, the committee which built the Mishkan. Then the pasuk goes on, continues, finishes off with Betzal. Then it goes on to Ramadal, the Horos Nasam Boribo. Hashem placed in his heart the ability to teach people. Who was it? Who? It was him. It was Betzal, who v'Aliyah ben Achisam Chamat Eidan. Now you add on over, so we add on someone else. Aliyah ben Achisam Chamat Eidan, Moriah Samura Chachmas Reiv. Also, so Hashem gave them both. It wasn't just, but he joined together with Besalo, was also Aliyah ben Achisam Chamat Eidan. Says Rashi, the Aliyah ben Achisam Chamat Eidan, says Rashi, Mishevet Don, right? Aliyah was from the Shevet Don, Chamat Eidan, Hayirudim Shebeshvatim, right? One of the lowly, one of the most downcast, so to speak, one of the lowest of the Shvatim, Ibnei HaShefachos, right? Don was from the Shivcha. And therefore, that's who Don was. That's why it says he was from Don, to tell us he was from the lowest of the Shvatim. Vishveyu hamakom uvesalal amlechas hamishkan. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu go ahead and say, let's appoint Ariyav? Why Ariyav? So he says, because Hashem made him equal. Hashem made him, gave him equal stature, put him on the same pedestal, and the same chashiva, so to speak, and the same stature as Betzalel, for the purpose of building the Mishkan, right? Why was he chosen? Why was he singled out, I guess you might say? V'hu migdoli ha-shvatim, right? Betzalel was from the greatest of the Shvatim. Don was from the lowest of the Shvatim. Betzalel was from the greatest. Hashem made them equal. L'kayim ha-shenemar, to fulfill that which the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Iyov, v'do nikar shoa lefnei dol. Okay, so you're not sure what the pasuk means. I'm not sure either, but not. But Onika Shoah, Shoah is like a prince, someone chush, someone wealthy. That's what Shoah means. Right? But Onika, and it was not recognizable, right? This is over there. Talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not distinguish. There's not the friendship between the with the powerful and the weak, the wealthy and the poor. V'lo nikar. There's no recognition. There's no differentiation between Shoah v'fnei dol. The wealthy person, the powerful person, is not getting any more chashivas over the dol, over the poor person. So Rashi is saying basically the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to pick Aliyev. Because Fakir, he was from one of the Shvacher and lower class Shvatim, not the most Choshva, not the most prestigious ones. And Hashem wanted to Mekayim that which his philosophy is, that not to give preferential treatment to the wealthy person. So the Rishiva said, the Rishiva is very interesting over here, he says, why Lamaisa was Bezalel chosen? So we said before, he wasn't chosen because he was powerful, because he was from a wealthy tribe. It wasn't because he was brilliant. Fakert, all the brilliance came afterwards. The reason why he was chosen, as Mestama people knew about that, that Fakert, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Ben Uri Ben Chur, Mestama, you all know the Pasuk, they know the background, right? And they realized that the reason why he was chosen was because, you know, he's a child, he's the descendant of Miriam. Miriam was a very special person. She was a Neviya. Not because she happened to be from the Shevet of the Yehuda, but she was a Neviya in her own right. She was a Neviya. So she was a special Tzadik, a special Neviya, and therefore her descendant was chosen. Okay. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't appoint Aliyev, it sounds like there would be some kind of a feeling of lack of chashivas. They would feel bad, these people from the other Shvatim, the special Seidon more specifically. The Mate Dan would feel like a little like, you know, I'm not Chosh, I'm no good, because look, you know, there's someone there chosen from Yehudi. Yehudi's a powerful, he's a very prestigious, very Chosh of a, you know, tribe, and therefore, you know, and look how great he is. So Hashem shows Besal with me, I'm just from Dan, I don't feel so Chosh, I'm very deprived, I'm not Chosh. What do you mean? Fakir, we know the reason. Okay, you're right, you happen to be not a Chosh of a tribe, but that's irrelevant. It happens to be, that's the Messias. But the reality is, the reason why Hashem chose Bezalel is because he happens to be related to Miriam. So what's the problem over here? What's the problem? There's no reason to be concerned. There's no problem to solve. You know, Hashem wanted to solve a problem and give chashivas and boost the ego, so to speak, and make the Mate Dan feel good. I will choose Aliyev, right? What are you choosing? What's the problem? What are you trying to solve? What's the issue? Who's going to feel bad? People from Dunham feel bad, and why should they feel bad? There's nothing to feel bad about. It's not because we're not chashiv. You know, Bishlof Hashem chose it as a Bezal because, you know, Hashem picks him from Yehuda, a very prestigious chashiv tribe. Okay, I understand. So Hashem wants a machazik. You know, we don't just pick the wealthy people, or the powerful people, or the prestigious people. But it's nothing to do with anything, right? The pasuk is made. The reason why Hashem chose him is because he was the descendant of Miriam. The Rishiva said just mechazik as raisan, which we know, but over here it's a tremendous chiddush in that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that people, that there's a need. I guess there's two sides of the coin. Number one, there's a need. People do. There's a natural tendency that when someone doesn't have the chashivas or the covet and all that, they feel downtrodden. They feel like they're lacking. They feel bad. They feel there's absolutely no intellectual reason why they should feel bad. And it comes a situation like this where we're chosen for various for jobs, a chashiva job in the Mishkan. So why should I feel bad? There's nothing, no reason why I should feel bad. You know, I wasn't chosen because I'm not Miriam's child, not because of my shachas to my tribe. No, a person will naturally feel something, and it's important. We don't want, it won't make a big difference, but it'll make somewhat of it. If we can masak it somewhat, and somehow artificially give chashivas to that downtrodden shvacha tribe of Dan, I want to do it. So therefore Hashem says, let's make Aliyev chashiv also. So they should feel special, they shouldn't feel bad, right? Otherwise it will be over and V'lo nikar shul afnei dol. Hashem's taking special note and they'll feel bad. That's the problem over there. The problem is a dol will feel bad, right? It's not fair, it's not appropriate. We don't want to go ahead and cause a dal to feel like he's not chashiv, he's not good. No. They're both just as good. That's why it's called Nikar. Why is it called Nikar Shol of Nedal? Because we don't want to go ahead, because they're both of equal stature. The fact that one person has money, one person has chashivas, one person is honorable, is not a reason why he should be given any special preferential treatment. And therefore, he shouldn't. The other person shouldn't feel bad. We don't want a person to feel like he's not chashiv, he's not so special. He is special. He's just as special, he's just as chashiv. Same Thel Mokim. So the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever he could to go ahead and try and machazik, to make sure, because people will naturally, that there's a sensitivity that people will feel, I'm not so special, I'm not so good, and we want to go ahead, we do whatever we can to try to avoid these feelings of feel a little bad, I'm not being treated properly, he's more chasher than I am. And the similar thing we find in Rabba Grabo say, Rabba in Kisisa, Ha'asher lo yarbev, Adal ha'yamet. The first line says just it's only temporary mitzvah l'fishah. V'hinei, line number two, v'hinei tziva Hashem yis'ala, shlo yarbeh asher bozeh ha'inyan v'yamit hadal. There's two sibos. There are two reasons why. There's why did Hashem make it that when they counted and they wanted to provide, raise money for the binyan mishkan, everyone had to give the same exact amount. They gave the same amount. I don't care if you're wealthy. There was no special added taxation for the wealthy, or a special exemption given to the poor people. No, everyone gave the same amount. Why is that? Achas, husam binyanim hamishutafim Yisrael. These are the areas where they should be equal. It's hard to translate those words mean exactly. So one portion, or one person's chelk, one person's amount that he gives, should be the same as another person. It wouldn't be appropriate to take from any individual, even the wealthy people, anything more obligatory. Al-sar achiyuv, in other words, to go ahead and force machayev someone because he's wealthy to give more, it wasn't appropriate. Kiyim davar shava. Why, he says, this famous pasuk which we saw from Iyov, or Yukar bo shua lifnei dol, because we don't want to go ahead and recognize the wealthy person above the dal. They should both be given the same amount of chashivas. But when it comes to, if they want to give an extra special nadav, if they want to give more money, that's fine. There's no isur in their giving more. But you can't mechayev them, you can't obligate them. So it was mutter to give more. Right? People gave more. There was nothing wrong with giving more, but to mechayev them would be inappropriate. Again, the Rosh Yeshiva says, what's going on? The bottom line is the rich people will be giving more anyway. They're giving more money, okay? And that doesn't seem to bother him. But in terms of Mechayim, which is what we go ahead and do, what we go ahead and mandate people should give, we say we can't. It would be logical. It would have been appropriate. It would have made sense. The taxation of the rich, right? The guy can afford more. So Mechayim to give more. What's the problem? We need money for the Mishkan. So make him give more. We can't do that, because when the poor person sees that Moshe Rabbeinu, or the obligation imposed upon Klal Yisrael, upon that person is different than the obligation imposed upon me, I feel a little bad. I feel a little like I'm lacking. Some things I'm not so chashev. I feel pain. I feel a little bit hurt. Like Rosh Baruch Hu says, no, we don't want that to happen. Everyone should be treated equally, because we all have the chashivas. The chashivas is not totally on how much money a person has, how wealthy he is, or how popular he is. That's not the chashivas. The chashivas is based upon the fact that who am I as a person? And I'm a Tzelem Elokim, I'm an Eved Hashem, I'm one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special creations. I give him special achrayas, special mitzvahs to do, to learn Torah. That's my chashivas. So therefore, even though ultimately it won't make a real difference, because the rich people will be giving more anyway, but in terms of what his chayvus is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I demand X amount, that you're both equal. You're both equal. Because if I don't make it equal, if I ask you for more, even though logically I should, if it wasn't for this pasuk, I should ask the guy for more. He can afford more. He should give more. But Lamais, we don't demand more, because if I demand more to come out, there'll be some, I think the Rosh Yeshiva term, like a dakedakis hargosh on the dal's part, that he'll feel a little bad. What do you mean? It's logical. He knows he can't afford so much. This guy's wealthy. He should give some more. That's all. It doesn't mean he's more special. If I can't, I'll be happy if he has to give more. I have to give less. It'll make me feel happier. Right? I'll be happy. Baruch Hashem. He's doing more than I can, so I can do a little less. What's the problem? but people still will feel they'll be so sensitive, they'll feel a little bit like I'm not so chashuv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu is machshir that wealthy person more. So Hashem is whatever they can. So they're going to allow people to give more. They'll end up giving more. But in my sense, it's not mandated. It's not mechuy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, everyone has to give the same amount. So this is just gives us chizuk rabosei in terms of how careful we have to be not to cause someone tsar. We're talking about small amount of tsar, small amount of illogical tsar. You shouldn't feel that kind of tsar. But people are not so logical. People are much more emotional, and people see that people treat it differently. You have to treat everyone the same, rabosei. The fact that someone has some natural, physical talents, or in this situation he has money, he has chashivas, he has kavod, that's not a reason to treat him differently. Even if Louis is sir, logically I should treat him differently because he should be getting more money, but I can't treat him differently. We'll have to be machshiv every individual's pain, every individual's suffering. And if it's a small tiny difference of how if you'll feel a little bit bad because I'm asking the other guy for more money, he says he's getting more money. He's machayva. What's wrong with me? How come you don't ask? You don't have the money. Why should I ask you? He'll feel a little bad. It's so chashiv. It's so hard to do, Rabbos. It's very, believe me, it's so hard to do in this regard. We have to try. We have to machshir. Sometimes we can't do it. Okay, there's no iser. It's not an iser to go ahead and ask more money from the person who can afford it. But it has to be done with sensitivity, with carefulness, without callousness, and be machshir the fact that this person will naturally feel a little bad.